All right. So we've heard from the community. We've heard from policymakers, and I think it's time for you to be able to ask questions, because that must have been a bit frustrating to not hear specifically when I hear your laughter about the specific Apple stuff that I'm not going to comment specifically. So it's time for questions. I'm going to ask a few of them, the dumb one, and I let you ask the smart one. My first question is actually to you, Alex. Here we have a lot of developers that are developing the app, open source app. They build their businesses, but sometimes they're hobbyists as well. They just like to develop apps because they're training themselves, because they're curious, because they like it. So when I hear your presentation about interoperability of messaging services, what I'm dreaming of is a kid one day, or a hobbyist, that is just able to build an app that is interoperable with every single messaging services just for himself. He's not selling it to anyone. It's not a business. It's just him or her or them, and wants to be able to just interoperate and create something to exchange with his friends. Do you think that's something that the DMA will be able to create, and that's what we're talking about, or it's just impossible?
No, I mean, overall, the idea is, of the DMA is to create opportunities. So, you know, if you're a software developer and you see, well, you know, I need, for example, access to these APIs, I need all this, then you can go to the obligations of the DMA. You can say, how can the DMA can help me? And so the idea is to create some room for developers to you know, develop their software. Now, when it comes to the specific question of messaging services, I mean, Article 7, if you want to go and take a look, which is the one that deals with this, is quite specific in the sense that, for example, it says that the level of security and end-to-end encryption provided by the gatekeeper has to be preserved. So I can imagine that if you are a software developer, then you have to, and you're starting from scratch, somehow you have to work towards that. So it's not that I do something and that's it and that would work, but you have to make sure that that level of security and encryption is going to be preserved. So, and that, I suppose, that requires some manpower. But the idea, anyways, is that, you know, as far as you are providing a messaging service that is that you intend to provide in the European Union or are already providing in the European Union, then Article 7 is for you as well. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Does anyone have a question to this or to something else? Okay, many. Let's start from you.
So actually, I have a question from one of our live stream viewers for the Matrix channel. For interoperability, the Data Act mentions harmonized European standards. Is there some work underway in that respect now?
Thank you. I guess that is for you, Lera. Here you are.
Yeah, so, so the work is actually starting now. So it has not yet started. We are now starting with the inventory of standards that facilitate interoperability. And the creation of this, the creation of an inventory with all the different standards and protocols that would help facilitate this interoperability among the different cloud services. So it's not there yet, but it will be hopefully soon. And if needed, we might need to define our own standards. So.
Thank you very much.